From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams in Washington. Within the past hour, the few remaining stories of what was the World Trade Center collapsed. NPR's Eric Westerfeld is near the scene and joins us now. Eric, tell us where you are and what you can see there.
I'm on the West Side Highway, Noah, about 8 blocks north of Ground Zero for the Twin Towers collapse. And just in the last half hour, a fresh, steady plume of debris, smoke, and ash, really the remnants of the south tower of the Twin Towers, really just a few stories of twisted metal and glass collapsed into the basement area as it starts to collapse into the whole basement superstructure around it. Rescue workers say that we're prepared for this. It's a dangerous job, and there's a shifting debris pile, the pile as they call it, but they had to move workers back, and suffice to say it has set back some of the ongoing rescue, recovery, and search efforts. There aren't any reported injuries from this collapse, but again, it's a fresh plume of nasty smoke spewing down across southern Manhattan.
This structure is called One Liberty Plaza. What indeed was it?
The structure, it was just some metal frames that was part of the World Trade Center, and there's some surrounding buildings and some adjacent buildings that are still structurally unsound and may eventually obviously have to come down, and our some rescue workers fear could also collapse or are structurally unsound enough that they have to stay away from them.
There are a lot of people working in that area today. Was there any warning of the collapse of this structure?
There was. Rescue workers had prepared for it and they knew it was coming, so they had been cautious about going around that area. And it wasn't like it was a massive collapse at one second, but all day, according to some police and emergency sources I've talked to, it was slowly slipping and going into the basement area and then finally just went. And there's still cloud of smoke spewing up as we speak.
And will it be any kind of setback to the recovery efforts?
They say they're not entirely sure to what extent it will be a setback. This is a massive pile of debris, and it's going extremely slowly. There's pulverized concrete, bent steel, tons of bent steel, really. With these pockets and holes where workers can fall into, where they've created kind of mini avalanches of debris on occasion if they move in the wrong direction or take their pickaxe or tool and move the wrong chunk of rubble, they can create these kind of slides and unsteady situations. So it's going extremely slowly as it is, and whether this will be a further setback is probable, but we're not sure to what extent.
And how dangerous, you're talking about the dangers on the job there, how dangerous really is it thought for the people who are attempting the rescue work?
Well, all the workers I've talked to today, as they've come back looking for food, water, or for a break a few blocks north here, have said that it's just extremely slow because of the danger, that there's huge gaping holes, and there's fears that some workers and some crews with sniffer dogs could fall into them. There's fear that some of the metal will move and collapse onto them, and that they just can't get any of the big equipment in there right now. A lot of it is really hands-on work. They're in there with picks, shovels, some saws, some axes, some grinders, a few of the robots with a camera where they're trying to get down into the holes to see if there are any bodies down there. But they really can't get the big equipment in there to start removing massive amounts of rubble. There are huge dump trucks queued up here in front of me, probably 50 of them, giant dump trucks that just sitting here because they can't get in yet to really remove rubble. It's still just in such the early hands-on stage.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld reporting from New York.